This is National Autism Awareness Month. More than 50,000 people here in Michigan have been diagnosed with some form of autism. 16,000 of those people are children. In Southwest Michigan, there's a growing effort to create a special place for adults with autism to live and work, a farm. Two mothers of autistic sons are leading the movement to acquire enough land to build what they call ACORN, Autism Agricultural Community Option for Residential Needs. It's not the first such program in Michigan, but it would be the very first of its kind for adults with autism in Southwest Michigan. One of those moms is Kathy Pinto. She's a retired public safety officer and mother of four, including her 22-year-old autistic son, Tom. Kathy, thank you for being here.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
So tell me, first of all, a little about your son, Tom.
My son, Tom, is 21. He started probably when he was 9 or 10 riding horses at Chef Center, which is also in Kalamazoo County. They do therapeutic horseback riding. And there he learned a love of horses. And somewhere between there and his teenage years, he decided he loved all things farm. He enjoyed horses, cows, chickens, pigs. It was all fascinating to him. So that is what led me to answering an ad in a local autism newsletter where Cindy Seamark, my co-founder, put just a little blurb in there that said, "Is anyone interested in possible farm community for adults with autism?"
Hmm.
I had never considered that. So I called her up and we went from there.
And your vision of ACORN is what? If it could be fully realized, what would ACORN be?
Oh, it'll be a wonderful place. It will have homes where people with autism can live. We would like to see people without autism living out on the farm. We would like to have vocational opportunities involving both the farm animals, other agricultural pursuits. We would love to see the local colleges, K College, Western Michigan University, Kalamazoo Valley Community College, have a presence with us out on the farm. We want it to be a vibrant community where people in our community come out to ACORN, and the residents of ACORN are still a part of the Kalamazoo community.
And what would the benefit be to Southwest Michigan, to the community, of having ACORN Farm up and running?
Having more options and opportunities for people with autism, in particular when you consider the rise in the diagnosis and the thought that if the number of people being diagnosed and coming through the educational system starts showing up in the adult system in the next 10 or 15 years, it's going to absolutely overwhelm what we currently have. So we're trying with ACORN Farm to get ahead of that wave a little bit and have an option that I know my son Tom will love, and I'm certain there will be other young adults attracted to ACORN Farm. And should it be their choice where they'd like to live, then that should be an option for them.
So what type of timetable? When, if you could wave your magic wand, I know you'd like to have it here and now, today, ready, up and running. What's your hope? What's your best guess when you might be able to actually open the gate to ACORN Farm?
Well, I would love to see it within 2 to 5 years. I know that's kind of a broad assessment.
And for Tom and the thousands of other autistic adults and children in Michigan, your hopes are?
My hopes are that every adult with autism, every adult with a disability is offered the opportunity to have as many options available so that they can choose what life looks like for them, whether it's in the city or the country, whether it's working with horses or in an office. Whatever makes them happy is what they should have. And that's why I'm working towards this farm option, because it's the option that's most meaningful to my son.
The website is acornfarm.org. And remember, that is with two A's, AACORNfarm.org. And I've been talking with the president of ACORN Farm, Kathy Pinto. Kathy, thanks so much. Good luck.
Thank you.